Perhaps today you have in your mind an image of the Last Supper. The most famous images we have show Jesus and the 12 apostles all on one side of a long table. We don't see who else is in the room, and so perhaps we might feel that it is just them because the Gospels don't list the guest list. However, there were probably at least two others there, the pair on the road to Emmaus, who recognized Jesus after the resurrection in the breaking of the bread. Surely they had seen that ritual before, for how else could they have recognized Jesus? And it seems logical that Mary, the Mother of God, was also there. She who was present at the incarnation and the nativity, necessarily so, and at his first miracle at Cana, as well as at his crucifixion, would probably also have been a witness at the Eucharist. While we don't know all of the details, we can believe that there were others than just the 12 there to serve as witnesses to support those 12 apostles once they replaced Judas in their post-Pentecost ministry in talking about and in participating in the Eucharist in that nascent church. So perhaps today we can imagine ourselves together at the Last Supper. What do we see and hear? How do we feel? What do we ponder? And what do we hold in our hearts? How is our celebration of the Eucharist tied into others? How are we connected as church, like those disciples gathered in that inner room, that upper room? Where are we in the room? Are we close to Jesus? Do we talk to him? Do we talk to others? Or are we silent? Are we in the margins, feeling unsure why we are there? How many others are with us? And who are they? This past Monday, we had the annual Archdiocesan Chrism Mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral, a large gathering of the people, lay and ordained, where the holy oils we use in the sacraments and sacramentals for this year are blessed by the Archbishop. Most of the priests of the diocese are there, and they publicly renew their vows of service and dedication to preserving and administering the sacraments, in serving us as church, and in bringing us the Eucharist in our many parishes, giving us that Eucharistic home that sends us forth to live out God's kingdom in the world. We do this together, for none of us are church on our own. We have to be together, to work together, to minister together. Even when we're the only one from the parish or the diocese in the room or on the streets. Our connectedness as church stems from the Eucharist, and we remain connected with our faith all over the world. For our local church in D.C. and the five counties surrounding the district, the holy oils blessed by Cardinal Gregory this past Monday will tie us all together as a diocese of over 600,000 Catholics when we gather for baptisms and confirmations, and there are at least 100 confirmations within our archdiocese in the next year. And how many hundreds of baptisms? When we prepare catechumens, and we have so many catechumens and those entering the church from other Christian religions, that we have to have two ceremonies to greet them all at the largest church on the East Coast, and in fact, probably the largest church, the Catholic Church in North America, the Basilica. Even when we are just gathered to consecrate the sacred spaces and the altars that the Holy Chrism is used to consecrate, these three oils tie us together as an archdiocese, with Cardinal Gregory as our archbishop, and all the priests, deacons, lay people, auxiliary bishops, and other bishops who help out, including even our papal nuncio, Cardinal Christophe Pierre, who help out at masses and ceremonies throughout our archdiocese. When we gather as church, whether it is just a few people for a baptism, we are gathered together in Christ. And it all stems from that Last Supper in the upper room, which maybe could hold 2, 3, 4 dozen people, maybe. Think about that the next time you're at a baptism, if you attend our confirmations in a few weeks, or even the Easter Vigil this Saturday. Think about that holy oils that is used in those celebrations. And remember that we're all meant to be together. We're all meant to be gathered and connected. And like the Last Supper, there are those present who will tell the rest of us, this is what I saw and this is what I heard at this baptism, at this confirmation, at this anointing of a catechumen. This is what I saw and this is what I heard. And therefore, this is who we are as church. So if you are tonight at our celebration of Holy Thursday, tell what you see and what you hear. And the next time you participate in one of the sacraments where the holy oils are used, remember that same oil comes from a jar of oil that is used all over the archdiocese. And think about that when you're down in Solomon's Island, when you're in Upper Montgomery County, when you're in another one of our parishes in the district, when you're somewhere around the Beltway in Montgomery or Prince George's, when you're in Calvert, Charles, or St. Mary's County. We are all tied together as local church. Tell what you see and what you hear.